You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 478. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Show me your calendar and I'll show you exactly why your business isn't scaling. Welcome back to the podcast, my friend. Super excited to have you here today, and it is a good one, so buckle in. I was looking at a client's calendar recently who had just started working with me, and within 5 minutes, I could immediately see where the bottlenecks were. Not because their business was broken, but because their calendar was telling the full story. Where they were leaking time, where they were leaking energy, where they were stuck in reaction mode instead of leadership mode, where they were spending time on things that weren't actually moving the business forward. And honestly, I've been in business now for over 15 years, and what I can tell you is, your calendar reveals almost everything. It reveals your priorities, your boundaries, your capacity, your leadership, your business model, and often the exact reason you're struggling to scale. Because your calendar doesn't lie, just like your bank account doesn't lie. You either have the money there or you don't. And your calendar is exactly the same. People will say to me that they want more freedom, more family time, more scale, more money, less stress, less overwhelm. But then I look at their calendar, and as I said before, it tells me a completely different story. So today I want to talk about the hidden clues inside your calendar and what they say, and I'm not the one making this up, about your business, your leadership, your nervous system, your clients, and your next level. In fact, there are 7 primary things that your calendar will reveal. So let's jump in. The first thing that your calendar will reveal is your real priorities, right? Not the ones you say that matter, but the ones that actually you're living on a daily basis. Again, people will say, my family is everything. My health matters so much to me. I want more white space. I want to scale. But then again, their calendar is scheduled with back-to-back meetings, no lunch break, no gym, no thinking space, no CEO time, no time with their kids. And again, your calendar tells the truth, not the story you tell yourself. And in my opinion, where your time goes, your energy goes, and where your energy goes, results follow. If you're a woman navigating life after divorce and wondering what to do with your financial future, then you're going to want to meet one of the most amazing humans, Sally Prowse. Sally is a Sydney-based mortgage broker with over 20 years in the industry, and she specifically specializes in helping women rebuild financial confidence, borrow smarter, and create real wealth through strategic property and lending. Her take, financial independence is not about earning more, it's about structuring smarter. Make sure you run, not walk, to connect with Sally at sandcastlefinance.com.au. Again, you can connect with the amazing Sally at sandcastlefinance.com.au. The second thing that your calendar will reveal is where you're leaking money. This is a huge one because some of you don't need more hours, but rather you need to stop spending premium CEO time on low-level tasks. And I see this constantly. Business owners spending hours replying to emails, fixing tiny problems, doing admin, constantly reacting, constantly being available. Meanwhile, they have no time blocked out on their calendars for sales, visibility, strategy, partnerships, leadership, growth. And they wonder why their revenue has plateaued. Again, your calendar is showing you exactly where the bottlenecks are. And often the bottleneck is dun-dun-dun, you as the CEO. Now, the third thing that your calendar reveals is which clients are costing you. Now, hold on to your undies. This one might sting a little bit, but your calendar will reveal which clients are profitable and which ones are costing you time, money, and capacity. Because some clients drain your energy, overconsume your time, create emotional weight, need constant handholding, create unnecessary complexity, and other clients, they're aligned, easy to work with, profitable, respectful of boundaries, energizing. And this is something I've become more conscious of over the years, because not every dollar is equal. Some money costs you too much energetically. And if one client takes up 40% of your mental load, your calendar will show you this. The fourth thing that your calendar reveals is around your boundaries. That's right, your boundaries. Because if your entire day is reactive, if people can access you whenever they want, if there's no protective thinking time, if every second of your calendar can be hijacked, your business will eventually feel the same way: chaotic, reactive, overwhelming. And I think many business owners don't realize that boundaries are not just personal, they're strategic. Because protected time creates better leadership and it allows you the more availability for you to be able to scale. The fifth thing that your calendar reveals is your CEO identity. And this is probably one of the biggest ones, that this is what your calendar reveals, whether you're operating like a CEO or whether or not you're acting like an exhausted employee inside of your very own business. Because CEOs think differently. They are individuals that protect their thinking space, they protect strategic time, they delegate, they understand their high-level tasks that need to get done. Whereas many business owners are still stuck in operator mode, doing everything, managing everything, reacting to everything. And eventually that becomes the thing that stops the business from scaling, because your business can only grow to the level your capacity can hold. So the sixth thing that your calendar reveals is what you're avoiding. And this is one people don't like hearing. Sometimes being busy is just socially acceptable avoidance, because it's easier to organize, easier to tweak, easier to attend meetings, easier to respond to messages than it is to sell, increase visibility, raise your prices, make hard decisions, have uncomfortable conversations. And your calendar will expose that very, very quickly, because what's not on your calendar is often just as important as to what is. The seventh thing that your calendar will reveal is whether your business can actually scale, right? Can your business actually scale is the question. Because if your calendar is full of constant delivery, endless one-on-one work, customization, back-to-back client calls, then eventually you become the bottleneck. And this is where business owners need to start asking, is my business designed for growth or is it designed for exhaustion? Because there is a real difference here. So if you take anything from today's episode, let it be this: your calendar is giving you clues every single day, clues about your priorities, your boundaries, your bottlenecks, your leadership, your business model, your capacity. And most people are too busy reacting to stop and actually look. So I want to challenge you this week. Open your calendar. Instead of just looking at what's booked in, ask yourself, what is actually revealing about me when I look at this calendar? Because your calendar does not lie. And sometimes the fastest way to scale your business is to first pay attention to where your time is really going. I hope this episode gave you a little bit of insight as to how your calendar can give you clues on a regular, daily, monthly basis and what you can start doing to change this. Are you actually just using your calendar to be busy and to feel good about yourself? Are you actually using your calendar in that space to be productive, but in addition to that, to be able to spend time with the people you love the most? The only one who knows that answer is you, and the only one who needs to look themselves in the mirror every day is you. And remember, whatever you are not changing, choose wisely. So make sure that calendar of yours actually has the things on it that energizes you, is an alignment for you, and allows you the opportunity to connect with the people that matter the most. And if you need any help with scaling your business, you can always reach out to me over on Instagram. My handle over there is at Angela Henderson Consulting, or you can head to my website, angelahenderson.com.au, and explore the variety of different ways we can work together, whether or not it's one-on-one, my mastermind, coming to my 3-day Women in Business Conference, or even coming to Bali. Whatever you need, we're always happy to accommodate for you and customize it accordingly. But for now, I hope you have a beautiful day no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you joining me for another episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.